Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On the first day of May.
Yay, May Day.
I know. May Day, you're right. And I want to thank you for, Harold, and I want to thank you for all the greetings Mama got yesterday.
Yeah.
She was so blessed. So blessed.
She really was.
So we appreciate every one of you and all the many things that you said. Today's Do Not Fear message on May 1, Mark 6, verse 50. Because they all saw him and were terrified, immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
Wow.
Jesus walking on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to jump right into this Monday, May, with a wonderful, and I say wonderful, subject.
Yes. We're going to talk about seven ways to strengthen your faith.
Think of that.
Hallelujah.
Great way to start May.
Faith is a seed.
Yes, it is.
You plant it in your heart and in your mind. At the appointed time, God will bring you a mega harvest of what you need just when you need it. Colossians 2:7, New Living Translation. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in truth, in the truth you were taught, and you'll overflow with thankfulness.
That is a very good scripture describing exactly what we just said.
Yes. Number one, feed your faith through the Word of God.
That's right. These are the seven guaranteed ways to strengthen your faith.
Brother Kenneth Hagin once said, faith begins when the will of God is known.
Mm.
You might ask, how do we know the will of God? Psalm 34:8, Message Bible. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him.
That's right. It's called the Word.
Psalm 119:103. Also in the Message. Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking.
I love that.
With your instruction, I understand life.
Wow.
By feeding on the Word, we never have to wonder or worry about what to do next. Because the Word of God is alive and will direct us in the way that we should go.
That's it. Number two, exercise your faith by your actions. Here are seven keys to exercising your faith. Faith. First, what you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned. So you might even say, what goes in is going to come out. John 8:38, Classic Amplified says, I tell you things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father. Wow. Second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect God's instructions. Psalm 119:5 in the New Living Translation says, oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Lots to chew on today.
Yes.
Number three, third way, faith must be in action or it will always be inactive. James 2:17, Classic Amplified says this, so also faith, if it does not have works or deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions which unleash the faith into the natural realm. James 2:22, New Living Translation says, you see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. Fifth, you will be rewarded for the actions you take, or possibly the consequences when you don't.
True.
Proverbs 24:12 in the New Living Translation says, don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. Lots to think about. Sixth, our commitment to bring glory and honor to his name will automatically bring success to ours. Proverbs 16:3, one of my very favorites. Proverbs 16:3, this in the New Living Translation says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
Yes.
It goes deeper when you get into the Classic Amplified. Seventh, you'll be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12 Classic Amplified says, behold, I am coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit.
Number three, speak to your faith to make it grow. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Good News Translation. The scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. There are also times when you will speak about the things of faith before they ever manifest in the natural realm. Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Wow.
Your boldness in your faith will open doors of opportunity for you you never thought possible.
Wow. Number four, free your faith from negativity. The word negative isn't really in the King James Version of the Bible. However, when we think of the word negative, we're reminded of the word doubt. Matthew 21:21 in the New Living Translation says, then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea,
and
it will happen.
Hallelujah.
So how do you get rid of doubt or negativity? James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then John 10:17, New King James Version. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Feed your faith through the word.
That's it. Number five, believing the impossible as possible. Never let fear of the unknown or untried prevent you from doing what appears at first to be impossible, when in reality, it's possible. Luke 1:37, Classic Amplified. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. With God, nothing is impossible. So there's one thing. It's possible to please God. Now, it's impossible to please God without faith.
It's impossible, without faith.
That's it. Hebrews 11:6, Classic Amplified, 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Jeremiah 17:10, New Living Translation. But I, the Lord, seek all hearts and examine, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
That's good. Number six, share it with others. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you? You need to read Philemon 1:6 in God's Word Translation, and this is what it says. As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ. Do you hear that? Every blessing we have in Christ. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people.
Yes.
We are to spread the good news.
Yes.
The Message Bible Translation of 1 Chronicles 16:8 and verse 9 says, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. Sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders. In fact, the Message Bible translation of 1 Chronicles 16:9 says that we're to broadcast all his wonders. He must have known something back in the day.
Yes, he should have.
So we need to broadcast
all we do.
His.
Number 7, discuss your faith frequently with your manufacturer. Our manufacturer created an instruction manual for each of us to survive and thrive in any and every situation, circumstance, and problem that we face in life. Now here's a revelation. If we don't read and study the Word, then we'll continue to have problems all the days of our natural born lives. 2 Chronicles 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance comes from a Greek word that means profitable advantage. If we want to have advantages in life, we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in that book. Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe.
Wow.
And one final quote by Brother Wigglesworth, fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I am not God's channel. I'm not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible.
That's a good quote.
It's a great quote. So we'd say it's time now to take what you've read and heard, begin to make your faith grow even stronger than it's ever been before.
That's right. Start May outright.
Hallelujah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well,
good.
If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to heraldherring.com. Click the button that says, sow a seed. Just do what God says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.